The new nature imparted by God to the believer is described by Paul as being the life of the Spirit, in contrast to man's fallen human nature, which is carnal, and is called the life of the flesh. This, of course, refers to man's natural disposition, which is in bondage to sin. Those who live according to their human nature, says Paul, have their minds set on what that nature demands. Having no thought or desire for God, they make no effort to please or obey him, nor indeed can they. Being unable to submit to the law of God, they are controlled by their own emotions and ambitions, and by the things of this world. That life, says Paul, leads to spiritual death, involving separation from God, because the sinful mind is hostile to him. But the new life, coming from the Holy Spirit, creates in the believer the desire to love and obey God, and is concerned with spiritual matters. Those who live according to the Spirit do God's will, and become true children of their heavenly Father. Therefore, says Paul, there is no condemnation for those who live in union with Christ Jesus, because through Christ the law of the Spirit of life sets them free from the law of sin and death. Those who are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God. They have received the Spirit of adoption, or sonship, and know through the Holy Spirit that they are God's children. They come to him in faith with confidence, saying, Abba, Father. Now, says Paul, if we are children, then we are heirs, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. That means that we will one day share in the glorious inheritance of the Son of God. The pledge of that inheritance is the Holy Spirit who lives in us. The life of the Spirit, however, also involves the cross. There must be self-sacrifice and a willingness to accept our share of the Lord's sufferings, so as to become more like him. But, says Paul, if we share in his sufferings, we will also share his glory. Now I consider that what we suffer at this present time cannot be compared with the glory that will be revealed in us. The universe also will be restored to glory, Paul explains, for all creation will be renewed in that day. Up till now, the whole of nature has suffered from the ruin of decay and death caused by God's judgment that came upon it through the fall. It waits in eager expectation for the glorious day when it will be set free from the bondage of corruption to share the wonderful freedom of the children of God. And we ourselves, says Paul, who have the gift of the Spirit, we also groan inwardly as we wait eagerly to be revealed as God's sons. And the Spirit also comes to our help in our weakness, for we do not know how we ought to pray, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us with groans that words cannot express. And God, who sees into the hearts of men, knows the thoughts of the Spirit, because the Spirit pleads with God on behalf of his people in accordance with his will. These considerations give great assurance to the believer, whatever happens in this life, as God's purposes for his people cannot fail. We know, says Paul, that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. From all eternity, God's plan was to set apart a people for himself, that is, all the redeemed for whom Christ died. Those whom he foreknew, he set apart to become like his Son, that Christ should be the first among many brothers. And those he set apart, he also called and justified. And those he justified, he also glorified. God already sees all his people as glorified. He leads them by a holy life in Christ to the consummation of his work of grace in glory. So then, says Paul, if God is for us, who can be against us? He who offered up his own Son for us, will he not also along with him freely give us all things? Who will accuse God's chosen people, since God himself declares them righteous, and Christ who died and was raised to life intercedes for them at the right hand of God? Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall hardship or persecution or dangers of any sort? No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, nor any powers on earth or in heaven, nor anything in all creation, will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Next episode, Israel and Salvation.